So friends, now we will discuss the most important point under section 80DD. What is the meaning of 80DD? 80DD is nothing but expenses incurred or amount deposited in a scheme floated by LIP or Life Insurance Corporation or any other scheme, then the amount shall be allowed as a deduction. Let us understand. So 80DD is for first, either you make an expenses or deposit an amount with the Life Insurance Corporation for the treatment of dependent disabled or ailing person. So if you really make an expense for the treatment or for the rehabilitation or for the training of the dependent disabled person, maybe he is your spouse, children, parents, brothers, sisters, provided they are dependent on you, and if you incur the expense on their treatment, then for up to, what do you call it, if the amount has been spent, then up to 50,000 rupees shall be allowed to you as a deduction. Suppose my salary is 7 lakhs rupees yearly and I have spent rupees 1 lakh in the medical treatment of one of my relatives who is dependent on me. In that case, I will get the straight away deduction of 50,000, even though the actual amount spent is 1 lakh rupees. So if you spent on, what do you call it, medical treatment, then what do you call it, 50,000 rupees shall be allowed maximum. But suppose I have not spent, but I have invested in the scheme floated by LIP, by insurance company, for the benefit of disabled dependent. Suppose I invested only 10,000 rupees. Even I invested only 10,000 rupees, the deduction shall be allowed to the extent of 50,000 rupees. Even if I make the expense of rupees 20,000 in the treatment, I will get the deduction of 50,000 rupees. So whether you spend or whether you invest, what you call it, the maximum deduction allowable is 50,000 rupees. However, if the dependent person has got severe disability, then the deduction will be 1 lakh of rupees. So if the disabled dependent is suffering from Parkinson, what you call it, and other diseases, then the deduction shall be 1 lakh of rupees. So 80DD talks about two things. First, either you spend it for the treatment, for the rehabilitation, for the training of the disabled dependent. In that case, the maximum deduction allowable is 50,000 rupees. So even if you spend only 20,000 rupees, actually you will get the deduction of 50,000 rupees. Or if you don't want to spend and the person is incurable and you have deposited for his benefit in future in a scheme floated by Life Insurance Corporation, then also the deduction will be 50,000 rupees maximum. But if the person is suffering from a severe disability, then the deduction will be 1 lakh of rupees. So this is about, what do you call it, medical treatment under Section 80DD of the Income Tax Act. Is that clear? Now we will go to 80DDB. Now what is 80DDB? Again a very simple thing. 80DDB. If a person is suffering from disability or a person is suffering from chronic diseases such as cancer, such as HIV, such as Parkinson, so many diseases are specified. If the person who is dependent on you is suffering from deadly diseases, and if the amount is actually spent on treatment, if the amount is actually spent on the treatment of the person who is suffering from specified diseases, in that case, the maximum amount allowable is 40,000 rupees. In that case, the maximum amount allowable is 40,000 rupees. So this is how you have to understand, but the person must be dependent on you. So what is the difference between 80DD and 80DDB? 80DD is for disabled dependent. Whether you spend it or whether you invest on behalf of disabled dependent, the actual deduction will be only 50,000 rupees irrespective of the amount invested or amount deposited or amount incurred, expense incurred. But under Section 80DDB, there is no need for deposit. There is no rule for that. You have to spend actually for the treatment of that disabled person, for the treatment of that person who is suffering from diseases, that is chronic diseases. So under this section, 40,000 rupees will be allowed as a deduction straight away in the case of what you call it, disabled dependent. So this is how we have to understand the what you call it concept of 80DDB. Now we move further. Now I will go to a different section called as section 80E. What is 80E? 80E is nothing but deduction in respect of loan, sorry, deduction in respect of interest paid on loan for higher education. So 80 is for deduction in respect of the interest paid, not the principal amount, only interest paid in respect of the loan to pursue the higher education. Now what is higher education? Higher education means a person who has completed his secondary school certificate. That is higher secondary school certificate, that is called as higher education. Even the vocational training can be treated as a deduction. In the vocational training shall be treated as a, what you call it, interest paid for the loan taken on vocational courses shall also be covered under Section 80E of the Income Tax Act. Now suppose my salary is 7 lakhs of rupees and I have paid interest on the loan which has been taken for the educational purposes and the interest amount is 10,000 rupees which is paid, then my total taxable income shall be 6 lakhs and 90,000. If you repay the principal amount, in that case, no deduction is available. But if you pay the interest, then under Section 80E, 10,000 rupees or whatever is the amount of interest paid shall be allowed as a deduction. and the deduction shall start from the year in which the first interest is paid up to plus 7 more assessment years. So suppose I started paying the interest on say 2010-2011. This is the first year. Now 7 more years I will carry on. That means I will get the deduction up to 2017-2018. This is called as educational, what you call it, loan. So interest paid on educational loan shall be allowed as a deduction, provided it has been paid, and from that assessment year plus 7 more assessment years, the interest shall continue to be allowed as a deduction. However, if the principal amount is paid, then it will not be allowed as a deduction. This we have to keep in mind. So what we have learnt in ATE? We have learnt in ATE deduction that if the interest is paid on the amount borrowed for pursuing the higher education, then the interest shall be allowed as a deduction and not the principal amount, which has earlier principal amount was regarded as a deduction. However, from assessment year 2006-2007, principal amount is not allowed, only interest is allowed as a deduction if the loan is taken for education, E for education. Now, my question is here. I am a guardian of a child. I am a legal guardian of a child. Shall I get the deduction if I take a loan? Yes. If a person takes a loan for the education of his child, for his spouse who is dependent on him, then that will be allowed as a deduction. Now, earlier I told you about a deduction called section 80DDB. Under section 80DDB, I told you that the deduction would be allowed to the extent of 40,000 rupees. But suppose I spent only 20,000 rupees. Actually, shall I get deduction of 40,000 rupees? The answer is no. The amount spent or the 40,000 rupees amount spent or rupees 40,000, whichever is lower, you will get the deduction under section 80DDB. 80DD, I will get the deduction of 50,000 rupees straight away, whatever is the quantum I spent or whatever is the quantum I deposit. This is how we have to learn the concept of what you call it, 80 section. Now, having explained to you the concept of 80 section, let me work out a very important deduction, that is 80G. 80G is related to donations. If the assessee, whoever is the assessee, it may be a company, it may be a firm, it may be an individual, it may be HUF. If the assessee has given donations, then he would get deduction to some extent. But there are three types of 80G. First, 100% donation. If I have given donation to certain institutes such as National Defense Fund, Armenia Earthquake Fund, etc., etc., I will get 100% deduction. So if I have given 1 lakh of rupees donation, entire 1 lakh rupees shall be allowed as a deduction. Second, 50% deduction. If I have given 1 lakh of rupees donation to certain institutes which are specified under section 80G, then I will get 50% of the deduction. Let us understand. I have given 70,000 rupees as a donation to what you call it, Jawaharlal Nehru Yojana. Then I will get 35,000 rupees straight away deduction. The third is what you call it, donation given to charitable institutions. Now, if the donation is given to charitable institutions, what are charitable institutions? They must be recognized as a trust. Now, please understand, suppose my total income is, what do you call it, 8 lakhs rupees. Total income, gross total income. And the deduction under section 80C to 80U is rupees 50,000. 80G deduction is always to be calculated after claiming the deduction under section 80C to 80U. Now, what is my total taxable income? 7,50,000. Now, if I have given 1 lakh rupees to a trust, which is recognized under 80G, which is a charitable trust, then what will happen? First, 10% of this 7,50,000, that is 7,50,000 into 10%, which is 75,000, or actual amount of donation, actual donation is rupees 1 lakh. Whichever is the lower of the two, 10% of the total income after claiming the deduction from, what do you call it, 80C to 80U. Now, 7,50,000 is the amount. 10% of this is 75,000. Or actual donation. Actual donation is 1 lakh rupees. Whichever is the lower, 75 is the lower. And 50% of that lower, that means 35,000 rupees will be allowed as a deduction. What is 35,000 rupees? 50% of 75,000 rupees. So, please understand, this is section 80G. Again, I'll tell you, 80G has got three limbs. First, 100%. Second, 50%. Third, 10% of the adjusted gross total, adjusted total income, or actual donation paid. Whichever is lower of the two, the lower of the two will be taken out, and that would become a qualifying amount, and 50% of that qualifying amount will be deductible. Let us understand. My total income is 8 lakhs rupees. My deduction from 80C to 80U is 50,000 rupees. Now, 7,50,000 rupees is my adjusted total income. Now, adjusted total income, 10% is 75,000 rupees. 7,50,000, 10% 75,000. Actual donation to a trust is 1 lakh rupees. Lower of them is, what you call, lower of the two is 75,000 rupees. In that case, 50% of the lower, that is, what you call, 75,000, 50%, 37,000. 37,500 will be allowed as a deduction, not 37. 37,500 will be allowed as a deduction. Now, dear friends, please understand one thing. If I give donation in kind, then that shall not be allowed as a deduction, whatever is the amount. Second, the donation less than 250 rupees shall also not be allowed as a deduction. So, these are the things which you must keep in mind. So, donation paid in kind shall not be allowed as a deduction. And donation under section 80G shall be calculated after deducting all the donations from 80C to 80U. Now, on the balance amount, you have to calculate 10% if the donation is given to the charitable institutions. So this is how we cover the 80G. Now, the most important deduction available to you is section 80U. Now, what is section 80U? Section 80U is nothing but disabled deduction on account of to the disabled persons. Now, if a person unfortunately is disabled, physically challenged, then he would get the deduction of 50,000 rupees straight away from his income. Such as blindness, such as what you call it, disability of the legs, such as disability of the hands, such as any other disability. If the disability is severe, then the deduction will be 1 lakh of rupees. This is section 80U. So, please understand, 80U deduction is 50,000 rupees, and what are the disabilities? The names are mentioned in your particular book, that 80U, what are the disabilities, what are the things which are available. So this is all about your deductions. Chapter 12 is here. So please understand, chapter 12 is over, and do well. Thank you very much.